Wow, yeah. Hi, my name is Kat. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience here with this. It's not really a church, I don't think. I found out about this home about 8 months ago, maybe. Is that long ago? About 8 months ago. And first time I came in, I sat down over there in the back, and person I was with, she's like, "You got to meet this woman," and I'm like, "I'm okay." Well, yeah, and it's been a long time since I've been like in a church, but this wasn't to feel like a church. But it's been a long time since I've been in you know, thinking it's a religion and everything and stuff. So she comes over, sits down, and grabs my palm. This is Millie, and I already thought already that you know. Well, this is what I thought was some people were freaks, and that somehow they wanted my money, that and pretty much you know anybody can make up anything, you know, that's gonna sound good. That of course everybody you know has a mom and a dad at one point. So, but anyway, she kept on. She was holding my hand and like, "Who is this woman?" And then she starts saying things. You know, she goes, "Who's the teacher in your family?" And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. There's a lot of, you know, that's a good one. So anyway, so she kept on saying things like that, and then she started like reading my palm, and then she was saying things that were true, but I didn't let her know. And it's just a coincidence. And so I came back because I felt something. But I still wanted to deny it. And I remember seeing Jody up here, and I'm like, what the heck is Jody doing up here? Because she's young, she's smart, and why she could do so much better. That's what I thought. So anyway, so, but I'm not the person that just gives up with one, like going to one meeting or going to one whatever. I don't give up. I give it a shot. If I'm going to do something, I at least do three times. So I did it three times, and then someone mentioned the class, and I said, "You know what? If I'm going to find out about this church, because I've heard from other people about this church, then I'm going to try the class." And I'm glad I did, because that changed my life. Because the first night I was called, they have in the class. God, see now I'm going to sound like a freak. So if you haven't been there to the class. There's energy, and you can feel it here. You can feel it now. It feels good here. I mean, you can feel it. You can feel the laughter, and you can feel, you know, and there's energy in the class, right? You're in a circle, and you have that energy, and everybody's uplifting, and it's a class. It's a place where you go. It's here. It's safe. There's no atmosphere. It's hard to describe. It's just safe. You could say anything. It's safe. I mean, there's things that people shared that I've never shared one-on-one with some people, let alone in a group level. And so you get called up, and the energy is in a circle, but then you get it called up into a smaller circle, so that energy is even stronger, right? And so so I'm in this circle, and there's people around me, and they call up Craig, and Craig comes in, and there's people, you know, are coming left and right with things, and I'm just like, and I feel it as it's coming in. And all of a sudden, it's like they talk about this veil that, you know, you're here on earth, but you also have spirits. You have energy that's watching over you, and there's this veil that comes through, right? You come through this veil. It's almost like this veil opened up. And all of a sudden, it was like everybody was there. Everybody was there. My grandfather, my mom, my dad, everybody was there. And they were all shouting these things out. Who's in the Navy? Who was from Michigan? Who was from, I mean, these things that nobody knew. Distinct things that nobody knew. Who, the dog, even. I mean, like distinct things that I couldn't deny any further. And Emily always says, "You know when you know when you know," and that was it. That there was no, I let go. I was like, "There's no way." You know, who am I to say? Right? Like who? You know? And I felt it. And ever since the class had continued, and that, I don't think there could have been any other way for me to continue with the class had that not happened. And I don't think there could be any way for me to be able to open up myself and my heart and my soul the way, if it didn't happen that way, because I'm stubborn as heck. And I think God knew this. Yeah, I know God knows this, but I think that he knew too, and that my family knew that they had to come with such a force to just push, you know, say, look, you know, type thing. And since then, my mom's been with me. It's unbelievable that I don't ever have to be alone. And so, like Linda said too, if you haven't given it a chance, haven't at least try going to his class or getting more involved or something like that, I truly suggest that you do, because for one thing, there's nothing to lose, right? But there is so much to gain. Thanks.
Thank you, Kat. It's been a pleasure having you join us. And thank you so much for your heartfelt talk. And our next speaker is also... Sorry about that, I just went blank. It's Craig. And he's also a wonderful person. But I can't say that he's just wonderful. They're all so wonderful, but... I'm so happy that he's here to share his thoughts with you, Craig.
Thank you. And now comes time for the bait and switch. Actually, tonight it's not necessarily me that's going to be talking. It's going to be Uncle Walter Schlecht. Oh. Now, he came in to one of our circles, and he was an uncle of Kim, my wife, and he happened to be he was a Methodist minister back in North Dakota, but he came in with the deeper teachings of the gospel, and he offered himself up, and it just seemed appropriate, because whenever our circles, whenever the Tuesday, Thursday night class starts, it always starts with gospel teachings. But Walter wanted to talk about Millie, of course, and what has been created here. And it starts with the parable of the seeds on the earth. And I know we've all heard that, and really it's normally been interpreted that it's about the Word of God being planted into a fertile soil so that it can blossom. Well, there's a lot of little secrets that were never translated very well, and you're about to hear them. What is the Word of God? Well, on one level, the Word of God was Jesus manifested. But the secret is that the Word of God is each and every one of you. Each and every one of you have been planted into this earth. You are the perfect children, the perfect sons, and the perfect daughters of God. Without exception, without diminishment, perfectly loved. And so, if that indeed is the case, and it is, what is that fertile soil? What is that fertile soil that the seeds of love, the perfect words of God, get planted into? Where is that perfect soil? I'll tell you, it is places where there are caretakers and gardeners. And this gets back to Jesus and the new Adam and the Garden of Eden being reopened again after Jesus came in, after the resurrection. All of us have been planted. All of us have been planted into a perfect soil of nurturing, tended by a perfect gardener, Millie, who has taken care of all of us and created an environment where we could sprout and grow and thrive. And that is the living gospel that many people talked about, and it's not memorizing it so we can use it as a crowbar to beat people up with. It's called manifesting the truth of exactly who we are. And Uncle Walter and everybody else on the other side want to particularly thank Millie for creating this perfect garden, helping to create this perfect garden, and caring and taking care of this perfect garden that all of her brothers and sisters, all of us, could grow and thrive. So if everybody could please stand and give her a round of applause.
Yes.
Thank you, Millie. And I think, really, that's all Uncle Walter has to say.
Thank you so much, Craig. And that was our theme for this whole evening, also is seeds. And as some of you walk through the door, you receive little packets of seeds.
Mo, are you going to do choruses?
No.
Okay, what's the next one?
And joined by Mom Maureen.
What we don't do for our son.
No, right. No. Actually, let's be clear on the whole thing. She's like, you know, I think I could do this song better than you. And so I was like, oh, yeah.
He's
really.
So competitive.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
So much fun. Yay. Thank you. Do you need this? Or you got it?
No, I got it. I'm just doing the chorus, so.
Up in the morning to these cold sweats, dreaming of your arms and the sweet caress. Never have I felt such a quiet mood, daring of a moment where I had to choose. Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Time and time again, the story we start must come to an end. Oh, I wish we could turn back time, forget the hurt and the notion that binds. Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Something else you say, something else that makes us feel this way. A presence known to both me and you, let us know we'll be together soon. Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? I've been tempted by these cool winds, the lisp of a serpent and a bittersweet sin. But now I know a love like this, I'll be wandering the world trying to find those lips. And should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sowed? Kingdom kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. And what's the difference, if any at all? I know the spirit and I know the love. I know where to reach when I hear you come. And should I stay or should I go? Should I reap just what I sow? The answer's been known for far too long. I'm coming home, angel, to sing this song.
So much, Rory. And now we want to present Millie with our gift.